Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Like diamonds in the sky. I love that song, and you are all beautiful diamonds shining tonight with Cindy and I, my co-host Cindy Herman, and I here with the My Beauty Angel Show, courtesy of Greater Good Ministries Radio. We're here to inspire you and bring you hope and share love and wisdom and life and love and laughter and all of the above and all the good things, and as well as the, you know, ups and downs of the true nature, you know, things that happen in the world, and because there are polarities in the world, as you know, and I'm so grateful that Mercury's gone direct out of retrograde. Yay! We might have a little shadow, they say, effects, but, you know, try to not focus on the shadow. And I know I felt a genuine, you know, burst of new energy and action. You know, I don't know about you all out there, all our listeners, but I really felt some action. What about you, Cindy?
I did. There's a lightening up, and Saturn left us too. It started going direct too. So those are two big, heavy Saturn, the taskmaster, pushing down on us, pressing all the best wine out of us. And, well, evidently it got its job, because now it can lighten up and things will get easier for us all.
Oh, hallelujah. I'll say amen to that, too. Sounds good. Well, we are in for another fun and fabulous show with a very gifted friend of ours who we love and adore. A very special lady that is taking time out of her valuable schedule and her precious schedule. Her name is Debra Charvarone, correct? Debra Charvarone. It's a French last name. And she is a beautiful psychic medium. And she's been a sensitive since her youth and has been working in the metaphysical field since 1990. Debra's done many, many readings at psychic and holistic gatherings with metaphysical organizations, at private gatherings, as well as over the phone on one-on-one personal consultations. As a psychic, she receives visions, clairvoyant visions, guidance, and information relating to this present life experience, as well as information on previous lifetimes. She can receive a variety of details and information, and she also will hold personal objects, which is known as psychometry. And she's a very gifted, angelic, beautiful woman, and I just think the world of her. Cindy introduced me to her, so she's a friend of both of ours, and we celebrate her gifts tonight. And Debra also is going to come on here in a second, and she will be, after we talk to her a little bit, she will be answering, taking your calls and gifting you with a one-question mini reading. And then if you would like to reach her, you will be able to contact her on your own, and you will be able to contact her on her telephone number of 217-875-2332. She also has an email address of psifield7, that's psifield7@hotmail.com. And let's bring on our wonderful sparkling diamond, our beautiful friend, Debra. I'm going to grab you, Debra, here. Debra, are you with us? Hi, welcome.
Thank you for the introduction. I appreciate that.
Hi, Debra.
Hi, kiddo.
How are you all?
Good.
Yeah.
How are you, Debra?
I'm doing all right.
Good. How do you feel about this energy right now that we're in, Deborah, like the Mercury going direct, and
I mean, you're no longer in Mercury. I'm happy about that. That's what it. I think Mercury, doesn't it affect communication?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm happy that we're out of it.
Yes.
It's a new energy.
Yes.
I don't know that much about astrology, but I have friends that do. So.
Right.
Thank goodness for all our friends. Isn't it wonderful that each of us knows something so that we don't all have to reinvent the wheel? We can all just share with each other.
Right. Yes, exactly. So, Deborah, did you want to get into sharing a little bit about your background before we take some calls, or would you prefer to just get right into the calls? And what works best for you right now, dear?
Well, you pretty much told my background, so, you know, I can start with the calls if you like.
Okay.
What's that for me?
Great. And also, people can find you on your Facebook page, right?
Yes.
At Deborah A. Her middle name was A. With Charveron, Charveron.
Right.
A is the middle initial, and Deborah Debra. If you would like to find her and send her a message and contact her there privately on via Facebook, you can as well. And then we'll mention her contact information a little bit later again, which I put it in the chat box for any chatters today, any listeners. We have quite a few people in the queue, so I guess I'll get going here with our first caller. It looks like we have a Skype caller, and I'm not sure where they're from, but welcome, Skype caller, to My Beauty Angel with Deborah Charveron this evening. How are you? Hello? Skype? Are you there? I guess
Thomas,
I want to listen.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, are you there?
No, it's Thomas. I'm not on Skype, so.
Oh, I'm sorry, Thomas. Did you want to have a reading with Deborah?
I would love to.
Welcome
Thomas.
To the show. Where are you calling from?
Right outside of Boston in Massachusetts.
Oh, welcome, Thomas. Bless you for calling in
Thank
tonight.
You. Thank you. Bless you as well.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Thomas.
Hi there, Deborah.
What question do you have for me?
Well, business has been so bad. I own a commercial and residential interior design firm, and I've been chasing projects around for I couldn't tell you how long. And also just trying to get, you know, every kind of job so that I can just keep afloat and keep the company going. And nothing seems to be clicking. I'm just wondering if there's something going on with energy or something that's blocking my chi. I don't know. So I thought it would be interesting to get your...
Okay. I feel that your energy is a little bit scattered because you think a lot about... You have a lot of ideas, and you think about things on a constant basis. So I feel like you're here, you're there, you're kind of everywhere. So if there's something in particular that you really want to focus on, I would, you know, direct my energy to that particular project or idea. Because you have a lot of good ideas, I feel. You just need to write them down and come to fruition. I think part of the reason why things have been kind of slow is that it's a matter of timing for you and for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of being patient and waiting, and opportunities are going to come. I don't think that's going to be a problem. It's just slow right now, and it will pick up, and I really feel like in the fall it'll pick up much, it'll be much stronger for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your gift, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Would you like to listen in the queue? Want to go back on in the queue?
Certainly.
On hold? Okay, thank you so much, and best of luck. I know it's nice that Mercury's gone direct, because a lot of people have been stuck, and it does delay any communications. It's great for research the last month, but, you know, it does delay decision-making, and things fall through that you had hoped for, and I do look forward to a better fall myself, so I understand what you mean. So
I wish you all the best.
On your journey. Thank you, dear. Okay.
Yeah, I just saw Thomas,
sweetheart. Yeah.
You're a very creative person. And I think he knows his talents, and he just needs to utilize them as best he can.
He has a great energy. He does sound like a very dynamic voice on the phone, in his voice and his sound.
Mm-hmm.
Is Cindy still with us?
I am, sweetie.
Oh, I want to make sure you didn't drop off. I'm sorry, because you're so
enjoying every minute.
She's so sweetly silent. Okay, let me see here. Let's take our next caller, who's been holding a bit here, at 781-608. You're on the air with My Beauty Angel Show. Thank you for calling in.
This is you speaking with Barbara Lee.
Oh, hi,
Barbara.
Welcome.
Hi, Barbara.
I must say one thing. It was a little hard to hear you. It's a very
muffled.
Yeah, Deborah, if you could speak up a little more, I agree. It was if you can get a little more volume for us.
Can
you hear me now?
That's good.
Well, it's vibrating, reverberating. It's like I can't understand, and I don't have a hearing problem, but it's very. I don't know. It's just hard to catch some of your words.
I think it's a little muffled.
I'm on speakerphone, so sometimes I thought it was coming in clearly, but maybe not. Did you have a question?
That's better. You're nice and clear now. That's good, Deborah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've been having a lot of pain for a long time in my neck and shoulders and back, and it just doesn't seem to go away, and it's very trying on me. So maybe you have some idea what it is.
In a sense that there's kind of arthritis in your spinal area, the upper spine, the neck area, and I think that's what's causing the majority of your pain. Doing some exercises with your neck and with your shoulder, you know, moving of your arms, I think that would help a little bit, even though it may be a little painful. Just moving it might help a little bit. There are some foods to stay away from, but I couldn't tell you offhand exactly what that would be. I do think this will clear up in the next year because of the energies that are here and will remain here for a while. The healing energy is coming from the earth and from light beings. And so I think next year, it may take a while, but I feel like the pain will go away.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And if I can throw in one thing, I know what helps arthritis, anybody listening with an arthritis problem, is vinegar, because it's an acidic condition. The cells are contracted, and they're not getting enough oxygen. So if you get vinegar in during the day, a tablespoon of vinegar and honey in water, that will alkalinize the cells. Now they open up and receive more oxygen, and that might relieve the compression.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you, Barbara. I hope you get well soon, dear. I bless you with healing.
Thank you
for calling, sweetheart. I love her voice. She's a sweetheart. Okay, let's go ahead and go on to our next caller waiting patiently from the 213-909 area code. Welcome to the show. Let's get you on the air with us. Welcome. 213, are you here? Oh, hold on just a moment. Sorry, I think I got the wrong one. Hold on just a moment. Let's go back to 213. 213, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
What's your name and where are you calling from, dear?
Oh, my name is Ani, and I'm calling from Hollywood.
Ani from Hollywood? Welcome, Ani. I love your voice. You sound just adorable.
Oh, thank you. You have a very beautiful voice, too.
thank you. How's Hollywood treating you?
Oh, it's a decent place. very interesting.
Yes.
How long have you been there now?
A little over a year now.
Oh, wow. Are you enjoying it?
You know what? Oh, my gosh. It is so funny that you're asking that because that ties into my question.
Okay, well, why don't I be quiet? How about I'll be quiet, Ani, and I'll let you ask Deborah, our guest psychic medium, your question.
Hi there.
Hi.
What is your question?
I've been thinking, or there's a possibility that I might be, there's a move coming up in my life, that I might be doing some type of a move. So I wanted to find out, do you have any impressions about the move, like in regards to when and to where?
Okay. I do feel that you're going to move. As you were talking, I was getting moving. I kind of feel that it's before the end of the year. And it's kind of a rush kind of move. I don't know how else to say it. You're in a hurry to make the move, and you do it, and I do think it's before the end of the year. I think it's the right move for you. I think the area that you're in is not really suited to you. I don't feel that the location is the right fit. You understand?
Yes.
Do you feel that way?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I mean,
right. You need a different kind of pace, a different kind of location, and yes, when the opportunity comes, go for it. Because the move is much more suitable to you, and you'll like it better. You will feel more comfortable than you are in Hollywood. Hollywood is just an experience. And also, I think a few lessons were learned since you've been there. And it also just shows you that's just not the right area for you to be in. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. Are you getting any impressions as to, like, where I would be moving?
I feel it's a southern state. I feel like you'll make a connection with one of the southern states. You will know. You'll know where to go. And I can't really say that I'm not really getting anything about this particular state, but I feel it's a southern area that's just the right pace for you. And that you'll really connect with it. It'll feel like home. Because where you are now does not feel like that. And it makes you feel uneasy. And that's because you're not in the right area.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And because I've been trying to see, like, where would be the best place for me, you know, to relocate, you know, but a place that would be better for me, like you said, a better fit, you know, for me personally, you know. And
Well, I certainly wish you all the best. You deserve to be in a very wholesome, a sweet environment that's a reflection of you, because you're very sweet and wholesome.
Oh, thank you. That's true. Thank you.
Well, we love you and we wish you the best, Ani. And feel free to call us anytime on Thursday nights. Okay.
Oh, thank
we're
you
gonna,
so much. And
I'm
thank
gonna,
both of you. And I love all of you too.
Thank
you,
you're
baby.
Welcome, dear. You're welcome. I'll put you back on hold and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bless you, dear. Okay. She's very precious. Wow, like a little angel on the phone. We want to remind all our callers and all our listeners for the My Beauty Angel show that our guest, Deborah Chavarron, you can reach her for one-on-one personal readings. You can reach her via telephone at area code 217-875-2332 or by emailing Deborah at P like Paul, S like Sam, I like Island, field like a field out in the field. It's PSI field and then the number 7@hotmail.com. Or you can find her on Facebook, Deborah, and then A, initial, that's an initial A in the middle, Chavarron, Chavarron. And let's
and
see
Audrey,
here.
Let's
you,
also let's
yeah.
tell the call-in number if anybody's joined the show. What's the call-in number if they'd like to ask Deborah a question?
Yes, our call-in number is always the same. But we need to remind everyone, because people don't always know, is 347-237-5339. That's, again, 347-237-5339. Hit the number 1, and then you'll be able to reach us. So we'll see that you'd like to speak with us. And are you okay to take another call, Deborah? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah,
are
I'll
you?
Take another call. Sure.
Okay, great. Let's see who our next caller, I believe, is area code 870-534. 870, you're on with the My Beauty Angel show and Deborah Chavarron.
Well, hello, Audrey and
Cindy.
Ever.
Yes, welcome. Who is this?
What?
Who's calling
Joe.
In?
Joe, I thought it was
Joe. Oh,
hi,
Joe.
Joe down
Crystal
in Arkansas
Joe.
With the crystals.
How are you, dear?
Cindy, how you doing?
Good, real good.
That's great.
It's great to
how's
hear from you,
how's everything going tonight?
Yeah.
Huh?
How's everything going tonight?
Real good. I bet
that's
you have
good.
Some questions.
Do you have a question for Deborah?
Yes, I do. Hi, Deborah. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
All pretty good.
Okay.
I found something back in May, and since I found it, I've been getting a strong feeling that somebody's trying to contact me, somebody of prominence from an old city or something, and they're trying to contact me. Can you help me on that?
What is it that you found?
Excuse me?
What did you find?
I found an Atlantean record keeper crystal.
A crystal, okay. Let's see. I feel like it's a communication from an outside source, meaning outside of the Earth realm. This may sound kind of strange, but I'm feeling that it's, you would call it another light being, a light being, a form outside of the human form. I feel like the energy is very strong with this being, and this being is will become your guide, your spiritual guide. You have a real connection with stones, not only crystals, but other stones. And I think you have a really strong connection with the earth. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And so this communicator, as I'll call it, I feel is more of a male energy, and they'll be able to communicate with you in a short time. I don't feel like it'll be that long, but you'll be, if you can be open and receptive, you will be able to receive the information coming to you. It's when you're holding the crystal, and I believe you need to face north. I don't know what that means, but it might make sense to you. Face north, hold the crystal, relax like you're going into a meditative state, and you will eventually be able to receive messages. And the messages will be of a guidance form and more eventually.
Well, that makes lots of sense to me. Yes, it does.
Okay, good.
Wow. That's great, Joe.
Yeah, it is. It's really great.
Do you have
an unusual message, but, you know, people in the metaphysical field would understand.
And he is. He very much is. Joe, just one question of Joe. Do you have a picture of who he is, who he might be? And if you gave a name, maybe Deborah could give.
Well, the crystal has actually already told me, but it's told me not to say.
Okay.
It told me when the time comes, somebody else is going to say. Because if it says, if I say it, that, you know, it'll sort of be self-promoting or something like that, and that I shouldn't do nothing like that.
See.
They said it'll come out later. They said it will come out.
It's not time yet.
Right. I mean, yeah, you're right when you talk about turning north and working the crystal, because you work the crystal from north to south, because you have to stroke this one to open it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, everything you said makes lots of sense, really.
Oh, great.
And I appreciate your reading. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in and being one of our favorite fans. We love you, Joe, here at the My Beauty Angel Show and Greater Good Ministries. We love Crystal Joe, too, as we love all our listeners, and we're grateful for everyone tuning in each week. We're going to go ahead. I think what I want to do next is I'm going to put Joe on hold back in the queue to listen to the show, and we... Before we take our next caller, let's give our guest Deborah Charbonneau a little breath. Maybe she wants to sip of water here real quick, and we're going to just do a quick public service announcement, and we'll be right back. So don't go away.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are listening to My Beauty Angel with Audrey Quinn on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Audrey.
And here we have Audrey and my co-host Cindy Herman, author of To Feel is to Heal. And we're back, and we are back with our special psychic medium guest, Deborah Charbonneau, who is a fabulous medium, and you can reach her one-on-one for a reading. You can contact her if you would like via telephone at area code 217-875-2332, or email her at psifield7@hotmail.com. And we are going to take our next caller. Are you ready, Deborah?
I'm ready.
We're going to take our next caller, area code 941-676. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Robert. I'm calling
from
Robert. Florida.
Hi.
I've listened to you before, but this is the first time I've been able to call in, so it's good to talk to you.
Oh, yes. Is this Deborah's friend, Robert?
Yes.
Hi,
oh,
Robert.
Hi.
Nice to hear your voice.
How are you
doing, Robert?
I'm fine. Wonderful. How are you, Deborah?
I'm doing okay.
It's good to talk to you again.
You too.
Well, listen, I have all kinds of questions, but can I make a comment about Deborah? I've known her for several years.
Please do.
Please do.
Deborah and I met, along with my wife, several years ago, about 4 years ago, I think it was, but about 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, I started taking some photography, some photographs of energy. I was down in Colombia in South America, and this inner voice said, turn and take a picture of the sun. So I did. And some things appeared in the picture that were not visible to the naked eye. So upon returning back to our home here in Punta Gorda in Florida, I downloaded the picture and viewed it on my 27-inch screen and was able to go in and edit it and take out some of the fuzziness, some of the clouds, and it just accentuated the other, what people would call, a lot of people would probably call UFOs, but they had a geometric hexagon within them. And I thought, this is fantastic. So I went outside right out in the backyard and started taking more pictures, and I've been taking them ever since, and I have literally thousands. On a trip back to Illinois, where Deb and I met for the first time, I contacted her, let her know I was in town, and wanted to show her some of these pictures. And so we have been in close contact ever since. She has seen many of the pictures. She has actually been with me at times that I've taken these pictures. And she has also received channeled messages regarding quite a few of them.
My goodness.
And the messages are just absolutely beautiful. They are powerful, and they are always positive and filled with love. And I don't believe just anybody can do that. Now, I know that everybody is psychic at one level or another. We're all psychic. We're all intuitive. We all have these abilities within us. Some choose to use them, allow themselves to be used in that way. Others don't. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They're afraid of it. And I've found through this photography that it is nothing to fear. If you want to, contact that type of energy, and it will come to you. But I have never had a desire to contact that type of energy. It's always been a positive, on the positive side. And I have also found this in Deborah. And this is why her messages, her channeled messages, as well as her readings, she's done some readings for me as well. They're always straight to the point. She doesn't beat around the bush. And I know there have been people that didn't like what she had to say, but she's not trying to offend anybody. She's just delivering a message, and she's doing it honestly. And this is one of the refreshing things that I've seen about and witnessed about Deborah over these years. And I came down here to write my book, and it's just about done now. She takes up a major part of one of the chapters where I have quite a few of these photographs along with her channeled messages in them, and they're just beautiful.
Gosh.
And entirely positive and loving, and they take one in the direction that the earth is going, and it allows us to be part of it. So I just wanted
Robert,
to thank her verbally.
What's your website?
Phone.
Yes, Robert.
Yes, please tell us their website where they can view these beautiful photos and messages.
Sure. Oh, sure. There's just a few photos on there. There's only 40 or 50 there, but and it's not just of the sun. It's of what I call storm energy, where light is going back up out of the ground into the sky during heavy rainstorms. I call it Lightstorm, and that is actually the title of the book as well. And the site is called lightstorm.co, C-O,
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
Hollow Bone Photography. And Deborah has been very much a part of this and has been influential on the photography side of this. Of course, the story, the book talks about a lot of other things, you know, my journey and how I've arrived at this point in my life, but I just want the public to know how important how she has been in this process, because she is truly connected, I appreciate that.
Beautiful, and I know she is. She's very, very gifted, and we appreciate this validation and this testimonial, Robert. It's excellent. We'd love to have you as a guest on our show.
Yes.
When
Definitely.
Your schedule permits. I love your website, too. I've posted it in our chat box. And
thank you.
We would love to hear from you. You can find me, Audrey Quinn, and my Facebook page is My Beauty Angel, all three words. And I'll send me a message if you'd like to, you know, be a guest in August. We'd love to have you. I know you're very busy, or September, whatever works best for you. But your website is outstanding, and I've heard a lot of great things about you from Deborah too.
Thank you very much. it's been a joint effort in this regard, what good does this message do if we can't share it?
Yeah.
What good
right.
are these photographs if I'm the only one that used them, and Deborah?
Right.
These are for everybody. And they actually, like Deborah, she has seen some of these pictures and actually gone into a state of channeling. You might be interested. You've heard of Barbara Marciniak?
Yes, the Pleiadian.
I met with her last week.
Oh, great.
Bringers of the Dawn
up in
North Carolina. And I showed her just a couple of these pictures, as well as the design of the book, which the backdrop of the book cover is the second photograph that I took. The first photograph I took after I got back from Florida, and Deborah's very much aware of this and has actually received messages about this as well. And she was just so excited because she said it answered some questions for her about Pleiadians, and it answered some questions for me as well. There are more than one. There's more than one group of entities that are helping, and Deborah has helped me contact, and she is in contact with several of these guides, masters. Messengers, whatever you choose to call them, it's been real important. And I just have one short question for her, if there's time. I hate to take up so much of your time.
Sure.
Because I know there are other callers. All right, Deborah, are you ready for my question?
Yes, I'm ready.
When are we going to meet again for the next session?
Okay.
I'm talking about physically. When are we going to
meet physically?
When am I going to be in Illinois, or are you going to be in Florida?
Okay. In the spring? Early springtime?
Okay.
Spring?
In the spring, yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. You know how you recall the date August 24th,
yeah.
And how you received the message that the message wouldn't come on the 24th like it has yearly. It would be on the 25th.
Yeah.
And this is
I remember.
When Cindy just mentioned about being on the radio possibly in August, I thought automatically of that day and that experience that we had and the photographs that we have from it.
That would be wonderful. Awesome.
It was fascinating. It was beautiful, and it's something that needs to be shared. So keep up the good work, Deborah. I love you.
Thank you. Glad you called in.
Thank you, Robert. Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you again. Good night.
And we'll be in touch.
We'll put him on back on hold. Okay, next we're going to take one of our dear friends, and she's been a guest on our show, one of our loyal fans, and a beautiful natural healer to do with educating the public about GMOs and preventing disease in our bodies to do with foods. And she is from New York, and I adore her. And her name is Anne, and I'll just keep it at that just for her privacy at the moment. But she's in the queue. And welcome, Anne. Thank you for holding so long. Are you with us?
And thank you for that very light, nice introduction there. Very sweet and very lovely.
Yes. What is your question? Thank you for being so patient. You were way up at the top.
Sure.
That's why I missed you, darn it. So, okay, you're here with us now. What's your question for Deborah, dear?
Well, I had spoken to her once before about this, but I was kind of hoarse, and I don't know if I was being understood well. Anyway, I just wanted to touch on it again. I had asked her about Nazir.
Yes.
If she saw any coming contact, reconnection.
I think around the holiday in December, I feel, and I think that would be a in-person contact, and before that I think there will be a communication either by phone or by mail. I don't feel any kind of disconnection with the two of you. I just feel like there's a very close friendship, and I don't feel that would end.
Okay.
Okay.
We haven't been in contact in quite a while, that's why I'm asking. Do you still feel that he's still interested or still attracted?
I think really focusing on what he's doing, it's not that he doesn't want a relationship with someone, but I think his focus is on what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think there's still an attraction there. I don't feel that it would be serious at this time, but there's the possibility. I think it would be more so next year.
Right.
This year, but I do feel like he'll contact you.
Saying this makes 100% sense because he is very focused on what he's doing career-wise and school-wise. And there also is an issue where his cultural issue, because he's not from this country, but he's been in this country for 4 years, but his parents still want to pick somebody for him. So that's an issue there that kind of, I think he kind of buries himself sometimes to kind of not think about other things. But that does make a lot of sense, what you were saying to me. Do you feel like the contact, would I have to initiate it, or would he just, something he would do himself?
I think he will do it. I think he'll contact you each time. I don't think you need to.
Okay. I was thinking of maybe dropping him with just a small happy birthday on his birthday, which is coming up in August. Somebody just mentioned his birthday, August 24th.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard that.
I
was in the other room, and that's the thing that caught my attention, his birthday.
I think it would be nice for him to hear from you. But I really think you should let him make the contact.
Right.
You know, the initial phone contact or mail or in person. I think he would prefer to be the lead, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that confirms something for me. So, yes,
okay.
But it would be okay to just send a little happy birthday?
Yes.
Like a simple happy birthday.
Yeah. I think he's kind of feeling lonely, and there's I don't feel like he's made a lot of connections with people, close connections, and so, yeah, that would be, I think he'd be really receptive to that.
Right. Well, he does seem to have a lot of friends. I mean, both online and off. But
well, I mean, really, really close friends.
Right. Yeah, that could be issues. He has a female friend. I mean, she doesn't currently live in this country right now. But her name is Leah. Do you feel there's anything more than a friendship going on there? Anything physical or?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. One other thing I would ask is that, do you feel he's staying in this country, or do you feel like he's going to be leaving it anytime soon? Or even the state, for that matter?
Well, I kind of feel next year that he may be going somewhere for a short time. I don't think it'll be that long of a visit.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
he might
be
visit
back.
The country or something.
Pardon me? I didn't quite hear that.
I said that makes sense because he might visit his home country or something. Every
right.
once in a couple of years he does visit.
Mm-hmm.
His family is here, his parents are here, but he's with them.
I don't think the visit would be very long. I'm sure he's going to return.
I'm sorry?
I'm sure he's going to return. He won't be there very long, and he'll return to the States, and I think he's going to remain here, actually.
Okay.
That's what I'm sensing about it. You know, he feels the freedom here. And,
right.
You know, when you feel that, you don't want to go back to what wasn't.
Right.
You know,
even though it's a beautiful place and everything, there's the opportunities are really not there, and the, like you said, the freedom. It's a different
right.
kind of, you know, very, they're very, very traditional, and you don't even hang out with a female as a friend, not really, in that culture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a different thing altogether.
Well, I hope that helps, Anne. We're going to have to move because we got a couple other callers in the queue, dear. But
appreciate
you want to listen
it.
To the rest? Do you want to listen to the rest of the show?
I definitely do, yes.
Okay, we'll
here.
See you soon. See you on Facebook. And bye.
Bye.
Sweetheart. Okay, before we take our next caller, who's been waiting in the queue, just a heads up on 504, you will be next for a one-question reading. These are mini readings with Deborah. For folks that want to contact Deborah for a one-on-one, you can do that by getting in touch with her directly. And please, here it is. I'm sorry. Deborah, your phone number again is for folks that would like a private reading is 217-875-2332. If you'd like to leave a message for Deborah and she can get back to scheduling you for an appointment. Now, Deborah, I have one question. Do you mind if I ask you one question this evening?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to know with my current employer, his name is Bill, which we've talked about Bill in the past, if you see me working a real long term, I'm moving next week to Arizona, and I'm wondering how much longer I'll be working for Bill, or do you see me making a jump to work for somebody else?
I'm feeling that you will be working for him for a few more months, and then I feel that an opportunity of a different kind of opportunity will come along in the springtime. And that will, you'll have to think about the decision that you make at that time.
But it'll be
really
totally.
I tell you what the opportunity is. I just feel that it's not in the field that he's in. It's something else. And interesting.
And interest is it still that's a plus. Is it going to be the same sales, corporate sales, or more creative expression? Do you think?
And that it's more of a creative field.
Oh, hallelujah!
don't feel like it's in that, because I think it's a time where you will be changing and, like, transforming and moving in a different direction, something that is more in alignment with you. It's like what you've been in is the old thing to do, and now you're going to be presented with something new. And I'm more exciting, and I think very interesting. And it's all a surprise. I can't. Well, they're not allowing me to say what it is, but it's a surprise. And you don't get too many surprises, but this is a happy surprise.
Oh, yay! You mean we can celebrate? I love this, Deborah. You're full of surprises for me. Yay! You guys need to call Deborah and find out if she has a surprise for you. Oh, that's good news. So I do, but that's not till the springtime, right? So I need to hang in there several months.
In March, I think. Yeah.
But I'll still be with Bill until I make that decision, you think?
Yeah. I think the transition will be smooth.
Good.
And you will feel it. You'll feel the energy changing within you, and like letting go of the old and bringing in the new. Like I said, it's more in alignment with you.
Oh, gosh, we're gonna have some one-on-ones about this, Deborah, later on. You know that.
Okay.
I'll be calling Deborah, saying, Deborah, I need a private. Tell me more. Oh, well, this is wonderful. Well, let's get back to our callers because we don't want to keep our 504 on hold. Thank you so much, Deborah. Hugs to you for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. That was wonderful. 504, you're next in line. Let's see what your surprise is tonight.
Oh, great.
What's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Debbie from New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. My question is about work also.
Okay.
I have like two little part-time jobs, and I don't dislike them, but it's just not enough money to come in. I was wondering if you see something else coming up or me getting more hours, anything in the work career field.
Okay. I feel that something is going to happen in the fall that would possibly move you into something different, an opportunity for you as far as work. I feel that you will keep one at least and then move into something different. I think you're wanting a change, really, and you're kind of restless. So accept those feelings and look for something new.
Okay.
Have you been feeling like that? Am I on track?
You said listless?
No, restless. Are you
restless? Yes.
Restless.
And one of them, one's for family, and just help them out with their business, like doing the books. The other one is a sales vendor, and I go into different stores. The stores can be so negative, and I've become so sensitive that I know that I should be looking at something else, but just don't know what yet.
Yeah. I would start looking for other opportunities, and as I said before, I believe in the fall that something will present itself to you. You need to just pay attention to how you're feeling about the jobs that you're in, and does it really satisfy you? And I don't think it does, and I think there's other kind of work that you should be doing. I can't tell you exactly what that is at this time, but it will present itself to you. You'll have an opportunity for something different.
Okay. It's more, both of them aren't bad, they're just kind of stagnant, like you said. I want to get more into holistic health. Huh?
It doesn't fulfill you. And I think the opportunity coming up will definitely be challenging, more mentally challenging and interesting to you. And I think just the newness of it will be kind of help you to transform a little bit, to get out of the rut, get out of this restlessness.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, Debbie. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to put Debbie back on hold. And we want to remind, we have 5 minutes left, so I don't know, did Cindy have a question for Debbie tonight? I'm not seeing another caller at this time. We have 5 minutes, and I would pretty much like Cindy and Debbie to, you know, take up the last 5 minutes if you ladies like to, however you want to, the rest of the evening.
Well, I'll just take 1 minute, and then Deborah can wrap up sort of how she sees, maybe what she sees coming, you know, for the world in the future or something like that, or anything she'd like to talk about. But just briefly, my sister Pam, do you see what in the future, anything coming for her, any upliftment or relief? She's in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay. I feel like Pam is kind of in a little bit of a turmoil. Kind of, in a sense, has lost her direction.
Yeah.
Is confused a bit, and I feel that if she was meditation, that things would come into place and make sense to her and guide her. So I would encourage her to do the meditation and to discover more about herself.
I don't think she'll do any of that. Is there anything I can do? There's nothing. She won't do that. Is there anything I can do?
Just be encouraging and positive with her.
Okay.
I think you can be a benefit to her. I think sometimes she doesn't listen. No? A little, is that true?
Absolutely.
It's stubborn, and she thinks the way she thinks. Sometimes the advice of other people are well worth listening to and making the changes. I think she's not willing to make some changes within herself, and there's a need to do that.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned meditation, it's very powerful, and you can discover more about your life and about you and also have healing through meditation.
And she won't, so it's whatever I can do. So you're saying, I like what you're saying. That makes sense. Just be supportive and positive for where she is right now. Don't try to fix her. She doesn't want that. Just support her for where she is, huh? Encourage her where she is.
You could also tell her of your experiences with meditation or a certain technique, something that was a positive experience for you.
Okay.
And then that may influence her. So not telling her to do it, but just telling, sharing about it, you know, might make a difference.
Okay, good. Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome.
So anything
wonderful
you'd like to wrap up with?
Yes, whatever you, however you would like to spend the last few minutes, Deborah. I think you did a beautiful job tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we'll have to have you again in August or September when your schedule permits.
Thank you. I think that I would just like to tell the listeners that that things are going to change in the world, and it's going to be very uplifting and positive. Sometimes, and it has been this year, for a lot of people, there have been some negative experiences and loss of hope and thinking that things will not change or get better, but they are going to get better. It's going to be some time, but this is with the help of those who are in other forms, other souls that are in other life forms that have come to our environment to help us. And we're going to learn from these beings, and we're going to make a lot of changes in the world. and people just need to be open and receptive to this, that things are not going to remain the same, and you're going to see a great degree of less suffering, less violence, less of those kinds of disasters in the future.
How wonderful.
That sounds fabulous. I love it. So we can
can't wait.
Just ignore the doom and gloomers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That
right.
Try to bring us down with the fear mongering that's out there
right.
on the planet.
Right. And listen to your heart. Listen to your own self. You know, listening to other people sometimes causes confusion, or it's not really true. So listen to your heart. That's the best thing that I can tell you.
Yeah, I love that.
Your own power. Trust your own truth.
Wonderful. Well, I guess we'll bless everyone a good night and sweet dreams, and onward and upward we all go, right, Cindy?
Yes. Going to Deborah, it's going to be soon, so that'll be great.
Thank you for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Yes, we love having you, and it was great hearing from Robert, too. He sounds like a very nice gentleman, and he sounds really, really awesome. We look forward to having him, too, on the show. So.
Yes. I'm sure he'll be on.
Okay, well, have a great good night.
You, too. Take care.
Lots of love to you, Deborah. Bye-bye, hon.
Good night.